The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, this week's sermon is from our beloved,
the savior of the weed. CannabisRadio.com presents the Stoner Jesus Show.
Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
I give it the go, King.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweed.
I got coronavirus from snorting liquefied fucking bat brains.
Do you see the light?
What light?
Have you seen the light?
Yes! Yes! Jesus H. Goddamn Christ! I have seen the light!
The Stoner Jesus Show.
Ah, fuck yeah. You know what? That's not enough weed. Stand by. Rock with the music. Or whatnot. Shit, I'm fucked up. This way. This way. Yeah, that's better. Looking fucking hot tonight, bitches. It's been a while. 3 weeks ago was the last show. I'm busy. Doing shit, got important shit going on. I've always got important shit going on. Was it more important than this? Well, yes, frankly, it was. That's why I wasn't here. I think that'd be self-evident and obvious by the fact that there were no shows the last couple weeks. In any case, we returned. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 6, Verse 13. Doing it live on 12/2/22. Try to be live Fridays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Facebook, Twitch, and on Twitter. A lot of stuff to talk about tonight, including taking my account private, what is done for my engagement on Twitter, that is. Also, I'm talking about the best stoner movie poll winner. This will be another illustration of the differences in my engagement now that I'm private. Also, Kanye West was on Alex Jones. That was a fucking trip. I would say go somewhere and find it, but it's probably only on Alex Jones' website, and that's about it. It is still there. Man catfishes a girl, kills her family, and the Harry and Meghan documentary. Not sex tape, of course, I guess. Just the Harry and Meghan documentary is coming to a Netflix near you at some point in the future. If you want to call in live, you can. There's a link on Twitter at StonerJesus420. It's the StreamYard Duck with the headphones. You can call in and talk to me. Yes, that's right. Your opportunity to talk to the world-famous Stoner Jesus, it's here. You just got to go find it on my Twitter. Speaking of my Twitter, let me go bring this screen up. Got to click a lot. I click many things. Before I can show you my screen. StreamYard, you gotta fix that shit. That's whack. That's the whack shit right there. As you can see, I'll zoom in a little bit. Right there, I am private. You understand, Stoner Jesus? Why, after all these years, you've never gone private one single time since you joined Twitter in 2009. Almost 14 years on Twitter. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. If you've been a follower of the show or a watcher of the show, if you're a listener of the show or whatever over the last several months, you know my constant lament over the crashing of my impressions and my engagement on Twitter. You see right there, I have 126,000 followers. I do a Twitter audit. It tells me 98% of those are real. I don't know how fucking accurate this is. I have no idea. I know a lot of people used it, whether that meant anything. Whether it actually told you how many followers you had, how many real followers you had, I have no idea. I will say this. Based on my engagement, my follower count was about 95% lower. It was crazy. It was bad. And then COVID hit. And I guess, you know, I was suppressed even more because of my opinions. Now proven to be right, as I pointed out on the show before, about fucking masks not working, vaccines not working, vaccines are fucking killing people, masks are fucking useless, fucking virtue theater. It's all bullshit. I expressed that opinion 100 times on Twitter. I saw my engagement drop even more. To the point there was like, I could have written my tweet on a piece of paper and wrapped it on a rock and fucking thrown out my front door and hit more people with the fucking rock with my tweet on it, and they would have seen it on my Twitter. So a few days ago, I see a couple people talking. They're discussing this guy who went private. Drew on Twitter. I forget his name. Lockout Days. At Lockout Days on Twitter. I believe that's his name. If not, I apologize. I'm, you know. I need to go back and look. As I said, I'm very busy. A lot of important shit going on. As you're going to find out when I tell you how long I've been working on this fucking Twitter thing. Anyway, he's talking about, somebody mentions to him, you know, since you went private, I'm starting to see your tweets again. You disappeared for a long time, which I've seen with a lot of people in my timeline. People that I've liked their tweets over and over and over again. It doesn't matter. I don't see them in my timeline anymore. When I go to their page, they're still there. They're still doing the same thing, but I don't see them anymore. And I feel that that's the way it is for a lot of people who follow me and have for many years. They just don't see me anymore on their timeline. They think, oh, well, they don't think about it. He must be dead, whatever. I'm not dead. I'm right here. This is live. I'm not dead. I'm live. In any case, they were talking about him. He said that he gets a lot more engagement since he took his account private. And I thought, you know what? I'm fucking desperate. I'm a good shit. I'll go on Alex Jones and talk about how great Hitler was at this point. I don't care. As long as some of the fucking people who follow me can see my tweets again and interact with them. So I took a private a few days ago. I forget which day it was. It's been for like 4 or 5 days. I have no idea. It takes a while when you look at your Twitter impressions for like, you know, they're going down, they're going up. It's on like a 28-day basis. So it'll be a while before I get those numbers in. But I will say this. I go to individual tweets. And tweets now, just memes, are easily getting 3 to 4 times more impressions than they did. And there are downsides to being private, obviously. People don't follow you, can't see your tweets. You can't be retweeted because it's pointless because other people won't be able to see it if they don't follow you. So you don't get many followers, many more followers. I've gotten like 9 in the last 3 or 4 days. 9 new followers. So my follower count will probably continue to drop. But I don't care. I mean, I don't need more followers. I'm sorry. If I never get another follower, that's fine. If the people who actually follow me can actually see my fucking tweets. The impressions are up. The engagements are up. Tweets that would like fucking literally. I'm talking about a fucking account that has over 120,000 followers. I would tweet a meme. It would get 10 likes. That seems fucking impossible to me. I go look at the impressions. 400 people saw it. What the fuck is that? Now, those same memes give me 50, 60, 70 likes. It's not what it should be for 120,000 followers, but that's fine. When you're like me and you're used to just being shit month after month after month, seeing those impressions just fucking, I mean, you can only approach zero so much. They just got so fucking close to there's being no point anymore for me being on Twitter. It was getting to the point where there was no purpose for me being on Twitter. So it was a last-ditch effort. I went private. So far, it's working pretty well. And I'm going to bet to show you an example of that here in a minute. Let me do that. There we go. Go in here. Which, by the way, is a segue into the best stoner movie tournament. If you missed it, I'm sorry. It's over. Can't vote anymore. It's done. There's a... So a few weeks ago, I did the poll. I need to smoke more weed. Pardon me. Well, I smoke more weed. That's it. What else was coming up? Yes, it did. What I didn't mention is the email stonerjesus420@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to join our group for the show, all social media, all that good shit. Check it out at stonerjesus.net. You can find all things on the show, including sponsor banners. Our sponsors are awesome. They support us. Please go support them. Very dope of you to do. We can do promo codes throughout the night as well for said sponsors. You can go save some money on some dope products. Back to the issue at hand. Best stoner movie. Came down to two movies, which if you were been watching the show, you would have known. Well, maybe you didn't. I don't know. Maybe you zoned out at that point. Maybe went to the bathroom and left the podcast running. I have no idea. I don't know what you people do. I don't inquire what you all do in your private life. I don't want to know. I'm sure it's gross. Anyway, the last two movies were Up in Smoke and Friday. As you see there, Up in Smoke won handily, as I expected, because when I initially asked people for nominations for Best Stoner Movie, Up in Smoke was mentioned more than any other movie. Let me zoom in. There we go. So Up in Smoke wins. But look at this. Now, this is from November 11th, 2022. It was the last time I did a show. 17 votes. As you can see, I retweeted this it myself. I retweeted the poll myself because I always retweet everything I do because people weren't seeing it. So a little more people would see it if I retweeted it at a different time of day or whatever. 17 votes. I'm going to say it again. I have 126,000 followers. That's more than some mid-sized cities. That's a mid-sized city. 126,000 followers. This poll was up for a week, a full week, the maximum amount of time. It got 17 votes. I could spit out my window and hit more than 17 people. Not really, but you get my point. Now, you're saying, Stoner Jesus, you're fucking whining a lot. What's your point? Look, bitch, don't call me a whiner. It's not cool. It's not cool. The other day I posted a poll. Let me go find it. Thank you, Adriana Russo, by the way, for retweeting the show and telling people about it. She's also trying the private experiment, if you will. What am I looking for? This it's like Twitter changes when it's too zoomed in. I want to see what I'm doing here. There we go. Bookmarks. No, it's not bookmarks. I got to go to profile. Okay. It's going to be very difficult. Too difficult. So I did another poll the other day. Just a random, you know, check engagement type of poll. Whoops, nope. Add to the stream. There we go. When you're getting low on weed, do you A, ration it, try to make it stretch as long as possible, or B, smoke as much as always, just say fuck it, and smoke away. Okay. So I guess we're back. I don't know. It's my computer keeps freezing. It crashed. Now it's frozen again. I don't know, ma'am. I don't know. I don't know if you can see me or hear me or what I'm doing. On the screen, I'm frozen. It's reloading all the tabs I had up. That's probably, I shouldn't have done it that way. It's probably too much for it to handle. I guess I was live through all of this. I don't know. Let me go check. If it stays frozen, I don't, there's not much I can do. I'm, I have to be done for the night. So see what we got. Am I frozen or can people see me? Yeah, everybody can see me, but it's frozen on my screen, so there's nothing I can do.
This was live through all of this. I don't know.
This is very annoying. Hopefully it writes itself. There we go. Now I'm moving again on the screen. Oh, man. I don't know, dude. Now I'm kind of like disillusioned with what I got going on. I just got to load up all these other fucking tabs. This computer, to be fair, is over 6 years old. I mean, I've asked it to do a lot. The tabs are frozen again, so I guess I'm still live, but I'm frozen, so I can't see anything. Come on, man. I have enough weed for this. There's not enough weed to get me through this predicament. My browser keeps freezing. I guess I'm still broadcasting through StreamYard, even though my browser is frozen. How the fuck does that work? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just going to smoke weed. Till it fucking fixes itself. I don't care anymore. This is podcasting now. It's watching me smoke weed. It's the new breed of podcasting. This is all you get. Shit's free. You get what you pay for, as the saying goes. The computer's been doing this for a while. Like when you first turn it on and get it going, there I'm back again now on my screen. I was probably on your screen the whole time, unfortunately for you. So it's loading up all these other tabs. There we go. Email. I really don't need the email tab. Anyway, the point I was trying to make before about the engagement is the new poll I did the other day got 130 votes. The final poll for Best Stoner Movie only got 17 votes. The poll for the rationing versus smoke as much. See, the fucking browser's frozen again. The poll for ration it or smoke as much as always is 130 votes. I retweeted that one too. So 17 for a poll I did on your best fucking stoner movie, which is, should be a popular poll. 17 votes. Poll on rationing your weed, 130 votes. That's the difference in a nutshell in the engagement that I found on Twitter since I've gone private. I don't know why that is. I'm just glad it is. The High Noon Hemp Show did the other day. It was usually gets 60 or 70 views now on Twitter. Last I saw it, it turned 35. I'm sure it's more now than it was. Oh, quit freezing. I want to get on with the show. I want to move on with my fucking life, man. I feel like I'm in prison. I feel like I'm in prison. I'm going to have to repack this bowl. 25 minutes into the fucking show. Most of it has just been blank screen because I was gone because my computer crashed. I'm going to write this ship. I will persevere through the trials and tribulations that are my life. You're seeing it firsthand. Still to come, Kanye and Alex Jones, man catfishes a girl and kills her family. Harry and Meghan didn't make a sex tape. They made a boring fucking documentary. We'll talk about that. But first, let's save some fucking money. How about that? That'll right the ship. You like hot sauce? Of course you do, motherfucker. Who doesn't? Besides me, I'm not a huge fan. I really, my tolerance is shit. It's complete shit when it comes to anything spicy. Does that make me very white? I don't know. Probably. I'm so white, I should be making meth and watching a hockey game. With my sweater tied over my shoulders. preppy meth. Making preppy meth. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Use code SJ15 and get 15% off and a free bottle of sauce. They have tons of flavors. Many, many flavors. Not a literal ton, but many, multiple flavors. Several multiple flavors. SilkCityHotSauce.com. This episode is completely off the fucking rails. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Use code SJ15. Get 15% off and a free bottle of sauce. You can still call in live if you want to. Go find the StreamYard Duck at Twitter. @StonerJesus420. He's wearing headphones. You can't miss him. It says call in now starting at 10 p.m. Eastern. Go call. Be a part of the show. Be awesome like that if you want to be awesome. In any case. The fuck was I doing? Oh, yeah. More promo codes and shit. First, I'm going to tweet out the show again to get this going. Because I tweeted out that the computer had crashed, and that sucked. It very much sucked. So, we're going to write the ship. I don't give a shit what it takes. I'll start talking about Jews. Hey, did you know the Jews got Jesus busted and got him nailed to the cross? Yeah, that's right. Did you have any idea? See, that's not what I want to do. I want to fucking hit the video. There we go. Now we're going to tweet it. We're going to tweet it out. Share broadcast. Tweet. Fucking live, man. Hold on. Isn't this exciting? You're watching me tweet. Live. Oh, my God. I can't do that. I can't tweet. I'm having such a difficult time. Technology right now. Like some slow kid. I feel like I should be licking the windows in the fucking short bus. Sorry. Continuing. First up on the hey, you want to save some fucking money train because you're fucking poor. You're fucking poor like I am. You want seeds? Maybe you do. Maybe you want to grow some weed. And for that, maybe you want some seeds. I don't know. Again, I don't know you people. Coastal Mary, click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Auto-flowering seeds, feminized seeds, CBD seeds for many growers, many breeders, tons of genetics companies. Go check it out. And hey, bitch, hold on. There's more. Use code stonerjesus20 to get 20% off at coastalmary.com. Just click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Use that code stonerjesus20. To get 20% off, go do that shit right now. Like, right now. Open up another tab or fucking whatever on your computer or your phone and go order seeds. Even if you're not going to grow, you're going to sit and look at them. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Order seeds. Sit and stare at them. Next up, Next Bardo. Yeah, see what I did there? Premium 420 lifestyle gear online. Next Bardo, amazing selection, collection, whatever you want to call it. Water pipes, hand pipes, herb grinders, nectar collectors, vaporizers, e-rigs, dabbing supplies, all kinds of accessories. You can search by brand. Free U.S. shipping when you spend $25 or more. There's a holiday gift guide there right now, nextbardo.com. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net and use code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off at Next Bardo. As I said, you're already going to be at stonerjesus.net because it's awesome. There's all kind of awesome shit on there. So just go over a little bit, click the Next Bardo banner, bam, get you a fucking bong, silicone, acrylic, glass, pipes, the metal, wood, just... They made shit out of everything. Everything you can smoke out of every material, all of it is in Next Bardo. 10% off, nextbardo.com. Use code STONERJESUS. Seek and ye shall find, as the kids say. As they're known to say, whatever. Now, what was next? Glad I wrote this shit down, man. This would really be derailed. Would have been no beginning. There'd been no fucking getting back on track if I hadn't written down what I'm supposed to be doing. Video. There we go. Got to go to YouTube.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language.
That's the opening again. I don't want to play that. Man, you're pressing my fucking... You're pressing my fucking...
That's right. You're not Hitler.
Hold on. Just everybody hold on a minute. I don't know if y'all could hear that or not. But just in case you could. If you couldn't, then none of the one I just said just made any sense. And that's fine. Par for the course, as they say. Kanye West was on Alex Jones, and he said a lot of shit, pissed a lot of people off, praised the Hitler and the Nazis. Which, if there's one thing, besides just screaming the N-word as somebody, there's one thing in our culture that you can't do. You can't say things like, Hitler did some good things. I think he was a good guy. I like the Nazis. Things along those lines. Anyway, this is a video from the New York Post. And for anything that's not audible, the stuff they put up on the screen, I will read for the vision impaired or the people listening to the podcast.
That's right. You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. The Jew, I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
The man's Kanye West praised Adolf Hitler, Jim Thorpe, Ward, Alex Jones, and Hitler's sickening twist in the battle rappers' anti-Semitic comments. If you're on the show alongside Nick Fuentes,
what do I mean? Like, okay, so how about
he leaving? Tim Pool earlier this week.
Are you afraid of the press?
He's on.
So there you go. Again, like I said, there's things you can't say, and he said a lot of them on Alex Jones. I will say this, though. One, he got kicked off Twitter for inciting violence. I don't know what tweet incited violence, but I don't think anything he said on Alex Jones incited violence. He's talking about loving everybody. But the notion that there are some things we can't say and we can't talk about, that sets a dangerous precedent for... Oh, my head's itching. Sets a dangerous precedent for life going down the road. I mean, that could be extended to anything. And it is. I mean, more and more all the time, you see that there are things you're not supposed to be allowed to say. You can't say retard anymore. I had someone freak out and unfollow me because I said retard. You can't say fag. I had somebody freak out and unfollow me over that. He just went the fuck off on me. Because I told some guy he was being a fag. Not in a homosexual connotation. I'm all for homosexual rights, get married, all that good shit. Fuck yeah. Live your life in peace. I was calling him a fag because he's acting like a fag. Had nothing to do with sexual orientation or anything like that. Anyway, there's more and more things you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say about people. You're not allowed to make fun of fat people or minorities or any of that. Cancel culture, etc. And look, I when I was a teenager in my early 20s, I was fascinated with World War II. And I read hundreds of books about World War II. Nazis were fucking horrific people. They slaughtered millions of people. And Hitler was fucking insane. He was batshit crazy and a destructive force in human history. By the way, it takes no particular amount of guts to say, you know, Nazis were bad. But they were. It's like saying slavery was bad. It was, but I mean, you know, you're late to the party. The people who were saying slavery was bad in 1840, they were actually risking something. Anyway. So I guess, you know, Kanye West is done. I have no idea. I mean, he's entertaining as shit. I would love to get him on the show. If anybody's got his contact info, hit me up. Slide my DMs with Kanye's contact info. That'd be awesome. And you know what? Because he's so erratic, it's within the realm of possibility. I would get ye. Is it ye or yay? See, I don't understand. Kanye, the Y-E is yay. But his brand was like Yeezy instead of Yeezy. See, that's just one of the many contradictions that is Kanye West. So, anyway, here's some Canvas Radio promos. I'll be back with more shit. We got fucking sad ass story. Maybe I shouldn't have plugged this in. I didn't know how fucking annoying this show was going to be. But, man, catfishes a girl and then ends up killing her family, which is incredibly fucked up. I sure keep getting cockeyed, man. My dope fucking Undertaker shirt. It's all messed up. Why? There. Stern G Show Live, Chapter 6, Verse 13. We're back after a couple weeks off, so you're showing a little rust, I think. Still working through it. But I will say, the computer crashed, and that wasn't my fault. Well, it's my fault for being a poor and not buying a new computer. But beyond that, it's not my fucking fault.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com. Bear Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Booyah. Welcome back, everybody. Star Jesus Show Live, chapter 6, verse 13. As you can see there, scrolling along the bottom, you can call in now if you're watching live. Find a little StreamYard duck, click him, and you can be a part of the show. Just like that. It's just that simple. Next up, as I said, a very sad story. I'm not sure why I picked this story, other than make some points about the internet and whatnot, and children's safety. Because who will think of the children if not Stoner Jesus? Who will protect the little children if not Stoner Jesus? Nobody. That's fucking who. So check out this story, and then I'll talk about it.
The investigation continues into the tragic murder of the grandparents and mother of a 15-year-old who cops say was catfished by a police officer pretending to be a teenager. Today, grieving family members broke their silence, delivering a desperate plea. They say, know what your kids are doing online.
Heartbreak and horror for the family in the catfish triple murder case.
Nobody could imagine this crime happening to my family, to our family. Especially it just being one day after Thanksgiving.
Fighting back tears, Michelle Blandon spoke today about the shocking crime committed by a former Virginia State troop.
I mean, I guess I get her point, but she says especially after the day after Thanksgiving. Does it really make that much of a fucking difference?
She lost her parents and her sister.
Austin Lee Edwards.
This is footage of Officer Austin Lee Edwards graduating from the Virginia State Police Academy earlier this year. Cops say the predator drove 2,500 miles to Riverside, California, to meet up with the 15-year-old girl he'd lured into an online relationship by posing as a 17-year-old.
Okay, let's. I was going to let it run then comment after, but we're going to comment now. First of all, if you have a daughter, so I have a daughter, and the differences between sons and daughters is fucking night and day. I know I'm not saying anything that parents don't know already, but I'm making a broader point. In this day and age, social media, the internet, shit like that, if you have a daughter, she is going to become prey or a target for a predator online. Maybe many. This dude drove 2,500 miles to fuck a 15-year-old. I mean, and you may want to say to yourself, well, there's not many guys out there like that. There are. There are. Guys who would drive 2,500 miles to fuck a 15-year-old that they catfished. And of course, as you already heard, it gets much worse than that.
An alert neighbor saw his red Kia parked outside and the teen getting inside.
Was she kidnapped or abducted? We don't know that yet. We're still trying to determine, did she go voluntarily with him?
Cops found the bodies of the girl's grandparents and mother inside their home, which had been set on fire. A police chase ensued, and Edwards was killed in a shootout with cops. The teen was not injured.
This horrific event started with an inappropriate online romance between a predator and a child.
The grief-stricken family is pleading with the public to be vigilant about online activity and young people.
Catfishing led to the deaths of the three most important people in my life. Please, parents, guardians, when you are talking to your children about the dangers of their online actions, please use us as a reference.
Victim Mark Winnick was a beloved high school coach. Sherry Winnick was the family matriarch. And Brooke Winnick, a devoted and loving single mom. As for the officer accused of committing such a heinous crime,
it's disturbing. It's disgusting, really. How did this person get past a background investigation? How did this person get past a polygraph? This is yet another horrific reminder of the predators existing online.
The teen is in the care of Child Protective Services and has been too distraught to speak with investigators.
Yeah, her life's been destroyed. The rest of her life has been destroyed. I mean, she's going to be a fucked up individual the rest of her life. There are so many predators online. You know, it used to be, if you were a child molester, you fucking hid in the basement and didn't interact with people most of the time. And now they sit in the basement and not interact with people, but they can reach targets anywhere in the world just with an internet connection. Now, I'm not going to go into all the drawbacks of, you know, the internet culture and, you know, all that shit. I mean, obviously, most people would agree that the good has outweighed the bad, but watch your fucking kids, man. Get the apps, the tracking apps, look through their phones, what they're doing, monitor their shit, have their passwords to all the shit that they're on, all that shit. It's a lot of shit. Do that shit. I know I said shit a lot. I'm trying to make a point. I'm punctuating it with an effusive use of the word shit. In any case. And catfishing. Come on, man. There's video chatting now. I wonder what pictures he used to pose as a 17-year-old. He looks like he's 40. Some balding fucking idiot. Anyway. Hey, I'm going to segue effortlessly into more promo codes. Because I am a professional broadcaster. Hey, maybe you're trying to quit smoking. Maybe you're trying to slow down smoking. No, I'm not talking about quit smoking. Wait, who the fuck wants to do that? That's crazy talk. Matter of fact, don't talk about that shit on my show. Get that bullshit out of here. I'm talking about quit smoking weed. What the fuck? Or as the kids say, the fuck? Because they're too lazy to say, what the fuck? They're like, no. I'm not saying what. That's stupid. That's a waste of my time. I'm not going to say the. It makes me sound like a fucking square. L7, square. Like I can't make a square with my fucking hands. There, that's kind of a square. No, not really. Anyway. The fuck? Hey, what were we talking about? Try to quit smoking. Tobacco. That's what I'm talking about. You want a non-nicotine solution? Hold on. I shouldn't cough the mic open. I don't care. I'm way beyond broadcasting etiquette at this point. Hey, you want a non-nicotine way of quit smoking? Fume. Click the Fume banner on stonerjesus.net. No nicotine. It's non-electronic. You just put the little thing, a little core, inside your apparatus. You breathe through it. You get the calming effects of whatever flavor you have chosen. Plus, the hand-to-mouth habit. You have that as well. All of it. Fume. Just go fucking check it out. Man, use code stonerjesus. Get 10% off. Add Fume. Click the Fume banner on stonerjesus.net. Use code stonerjesus. That's all one word. Stonerjesus. To get 10% off. Add Fume. It's cool shit. Last but not least, Eat Your Meat. I need to do another review of Eat Your Meat. I took the last couple weeks off. I didn't get a food together for tonight. I'm very lacking. So to make up for it, you all should go buy some Eat Your Meat. And you can do so with, that's right, a promo code. Use code STONER10. It's the word STONER, the number 10. Damn it. Smash them together. Get 10% off at Heat Your Meat. They have all kinds of recipes there. I've done many reviews of the hot product. I've done one review so far of the mild. So right here is the hot. As you can see, proof. There's the mild. The owner of Heat Your Meat also wrote me and told me a bunch of things I can use the bagel seasoning on. So I may do that next. That'll be interesting. The bagel seasoning you can see right there. The hot, the travel size hot, the mild. Indeed. The grill pins bag, as you see there, a bunch of cool shit. You see the founder story, all that stuff. Click the Heat Your Meat banner on stonerjesus.net. Use code STONER10 to get 10% off at Heat Your Meat. So, you know, go get your meat heated. Know what I'm saying? I'm saying click the Hate Your Meat banner on StarJesus.net and use that code because it's awesome.
Warren.
Okay. Last but not least, I don't know why I picked this video either, other than make fun of these douchebags. Damn. Stand by. Let's try this again. Douchebags. We'll take it from douchebags. That didn't work either. Hold on. Hold on. Is that better? Do I sound better? I look cool doing that. I was going to say last but not least for this, but last and least. Both things for this. It's not a sex tape. It's Harry and Meghan. The boring ass fucking documentary. Let's see how long I can get through this.
When the stakes were this high, does it make more sense to hear our story from us?
Keeping up with the Sussexes.
Harry obviously has a deal with Netflix, and he's in bed with Netflix because he's got a docuseries coming out.
Well, the first trailer for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's upcoming Netflix docuseries, Harry and Meghan, just dropped and shows a side of the couple we've never seen before.
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. Everything I could to protect my family.
That's the mom of two wiping tears from her eyes.
Why did you want to make this documentary?
The six-part docuseries will show Harry and Meghan's side of their high-profile love story and will explore the clandestine days of their early courtship and the challenges that led to them feeling forced to step back from their full-time roles in the institution.
He is incredibly protective of Meghan and Archie. In fact, sources close to Harry have told me that his greatest fear has always been losing the person that he loves the most because of the unique position that he is in.
The doc's release date has yet to be announced, but based on what's in the trailer, we'll see the couple's private moments and never-before-seen photos. The series will feature commentary from friends and family, as well as historians who discuss the state of the British Commonwealth today and the royal family's relationship with the press. Plus, the series promises to show more than just Harry and Meg's love story. It'll also paint a picture of our world and how we treat each other. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex signed a multi-million dollar production deal with Netflix in September 2020. And Harry, he's also making a pretty penny for his memoir.
Harry has taken a $35 million advance. The chances of him handing that back and saying, actually, I'm not going to do this book after all, I think that's highly unlikely.
So, a lot of crying, a lot of, you know, I guess the downsides of being rich and famous, but multi-million dollar deal on Netflix, $35 million advance for his book. While I get that, you know, everybody has their problems, boo fucking who? Like, cry me a fucking river. You're trying to convince me that your life is tough in some way. Well, I know it's compared to other people's toughness, it's a relatively grand existence, if you will. To be a royal, to have all the money, to not have to worry about, you know, the next fucking paycheck or what's going to get shut off. Things that millions of and hundreds of millions of people and billions of people have to worry about worldwide. This bitch is crying at the drop of a fucking hat because why? Why? Boo fucking who? Take your $35 million and your fucking cry and your fucking tears and shove them up your ass, man. I mean, really. I know people are obsessed with this shit. Whatever, but I just shut the fuck up. People in this world have real fucking problems. And you being famous is not a real problem. He said, I have to protect my family. From what, motherfucker? You can afford armed security. I need to protect my family. Well, hire some fucking bodyguards with fucking semi-automatic weapons. Your family's protected. You have all the resources to do whatever you need to do. And you don't have to think twice about it, like most people in this world. So shut the fuck up. That's what I want to end the show on. That's the tone I want to end the show on. Harry and Meghan, shut the fuck up. I'm looking forward to the sex tape. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show tonight. We're back after so many weeks. Go check out stonerjesus.net. Keep the engagement up on Twitter, all that shit. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Can't retweet me anymore on Twitter. I may open it up sometimes just to get some new followers or to get some retweets or something. Retweet some memes or whatever. I don't know. But I'll never invariably go back to being private because that's just how most people are seeing my tweets now. Many more than before, which is a good thing. My path to world domination is again on track. So, good times. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show tonight. And as always, peace, bitches.